increase it, feel it as we do something. Amen. I don't know if you've been enjoying the delicious sweet corn lately, but it has been really, really delicious. Or maybe you've been enjoying those wonderful green beans that people have been giving me from their gardens, or those cucumbers. Maybe those refrigerator pickles. Have you made refrigerator pickles yet? They are so good. The other day, I had a peach, a real peach. Oh, there is nothing better than a fresh peach. But my favorite fruit, of course, are tomatoes. I hope that your garden is producing those beautiful, beautiful tomatoes. And I just so enjoy the parishioners leave them off on my back stoop because I can make some bruschetta and ensalada caprese, and I can make some homemade amatriciana sauce or my bucatini. But those fresh tomatoes, you've probably been down to the farmer's market down the street here on 4th Street on Saturday mornings. It's bustling with people enjoying these beautiful days of the fresh produce. Now, this may seem like a very odd way to begin this homily, especially at this hour, because I'm sure you haven't had dinner yet, and so I'm making you very, very hungry. But there is a very beautiful connection between all of these first fruits of the land and our Blessed Mother's assumption. St. Thomas would say that grace builds on nature. St. Thomas Aquinas, grace builds on nature, which means that the supernatural is built upon the natural. Grace builds on nature. In most countries of Europe, today gets the nickname Our Lady Day in the Harvest. The Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary gets the nickname Our Lady Day in the Harvest. And that's because Our Lady's Assumption into Heaven on the 15th of August coincides with the harvest of all these beautiful produce of the land, the cucumbers, the tomatoes, the corn, the beans, etc. But there is an ancient story. It's not found in the Bible, but there is an ancient tradition that the 12 apostles, after witnessing the glorious Assumption, declare that the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven should be celebrated on the 15th month of Ab, which is the Jewish lunar month associated with our August. And the reason is the ancient tradition is because at this time of year, the vines are producing their grapes, and the trees are bearing fruit. In fact, it's at this time that they're starting to pick those first grapes, and they'll make the new Beaujolais wine that we'll enjoy at the Feast of Elder the Great. The apostles clearly saw a connection between the Assumption of Mary and the harvest. And in the traditional Latin Book of Blessings, there is a special blessing today for herbs and fruits. Today, people bring to church to have the priest bless bundles of new grain, new herbs, flowers, and an assortment of produce. There are reasons for this. The aroma of the herbs and the flowers was associated with Mary's victory over death. The beautiful, sweet smelling of the roses that the apostles could smell after Our Lady ascended into heaven. The herbs that preserve us from death. These medicinal herbs and plants were brought to church today to ward off illness, pestilence, spells, bites of serpents, bites of other poisonous animals. It's all connected. Grace builds on nature. In Central Europe, today, August the 15th, is called Our Lady's Herb Day. And it all makes make sense for this theological point. You see, Mary is herself the first fruit of the harvest. You see, Mary herself is the first person after our Lord's ascension into heaven to also go into heaven, both soul and body. Mary was the first person after the resurrection and ascension of our Lord to share in her son's glorification in its fullest measure, not just in her soul, but also in her body. You see, Mary herself is the first fruit of the harvest. She is the new Beaujolais wine that our Lord has purchased because of his glorious death and resurrection. I'm not saying that very well. Here is what Dr. Pius Parse said, a great liturgist of the 1900s. He says it more poetically than I do. Here's Dr. Pius Parse. Toward the end of the summer season, at a time when fruits are ripe in the garden and fields, the church celebrates the most glorious harvest festival in the communion of saints. Mary, the supremely blessed one among women, Mary, the most glorious fruit which has ripened in the fields of God's kingdom, is today taken into the granary of heaven. That's stunning. Mary is the first fruit which has ripened in the fields of God's kingdom and is taken into the granary of heaven. That is beautiful poetic language. And as you know, the first fruits are always the best. That first ear of the sweet corn, oh, that first fresh peach, that first fresh tomato, oh, it's so sweet. And so too we know that Mary is, to say the least, the best. Mary is the best creature God has ever created. Greater than the moon, which is under her feet, greater than the sun that surrounds her, greater than the 12 stars around her head. I'm looking at that stained glass window of Mary, of our entrance, Antiphon of the Introit tonight. Greater than the stars, greater than the sun, greater than the moon is Mary. She is the best, pure, immaculate, undefiled, in soul and body, raised up now to the glory of heaven. And although we are now enjoying the first fruits of the harvest, the tomatoes and the peaches and the beans and the cucumbers and so forth, the entire harvest is not in yet. We have a couple of months before the full harvest is taken in. You go out and look at the fields, the soybeans are just nicely there, the corn is just all there in the fields, but soon the whole harvest will be brought in. You see, the assumption of Mary is not the end of the harvest, it's the beginning of the harvest. There's a lot more to come. And so too, there are many souls in heaven, the souls of the saints, among whom we hope are deceased relatives and friends, but their bodies are not with them yet. Mary is the first fruit of those whose souls, whose bodies are in heaven. The other souls await the final harvest when their bodies will join their souls. Jesus Christ, the harvest master, hasn't yet gathered in his entire harvest, but he will. He will. This will happen at the end of the world, in then he will raise our mortal bodies to be like his own and his blessed mother's in the glory of heaven. And so let me wait for the final harvest of souls. We wait for the harvest master to bring in all of us into his harvest. But for now, we rejoice that the most glorious first fruit of our Lord's death and resurrection, our Blessed Mother Mary, has been assumed soul and body into the bounty of heaven. And as that blessing prayer for the herbs says today, and through the merits of the Blessed Virgin Mary, whose assumption we celebrate, may we likewise, laden with the manifold of good works, deserve to be lifted up into heaven. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii Spiritus Sanctus.